Alright, are we on? Okay. For those people that are listening to the audio, Council President Howland forgot to start the recording, so you missed out on the roll call and the Pledge of Allegiance and the vote to appoint Gloria Majeski as Council Clerk Pro Tem for this evening's meeting. My apologies. Okay. The next order of business is we have oath of office administered by Mayor Gardner this evening, so I'll turn the floor over to Mayor Gardner.
Pat Crevins, will you come forward? Pat is going to serve as our alternate delegate to the Chagrin River Watershed Partners. We're lucky to have a couple of residents who came forward to get a little bit more involved. I do appreciate Councilwoman Micah's service for the last few years, but we're able to spread the wealth a little bit and have two excellent applicants. Mrs. Crevins lives right along the river, and Bob Bartolotta, who's going to be our main representative, has a 42-year history of biology work with the Museum of Natural History and is going to serve us very well. So, all you have to do is raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Pat Crevins, do solemnly swear.
I, Pat Crevins, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Charter and laws and ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills.
The Charter and laws and ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills.
And that I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially discharge the duties.
As an alternate delegate of the Chagrin River Watershed Partners for the City of Willoughby Hills, State of Ohio.
As an alternate delegate of the Chagrin River Watershed Partners for the City of Willoughby Hills, State of Ohio.
During my continuance in said position.
During my continuance in said position.
Congratulations. Thank you.
And then while they are signing, I understand that Bob Bartolotta was already sworn in previously. And then, Mayor, do you want to announce about our recent promotion?
Yes. We are fortunate to have with us tonight Officer and now Sergeant Greg Lambruno. Greg, come on. I'm going to embarrass you. Come on up front, please. For those of you who can't see him on TV, Chief Collins is lurking in the back of the room and asked Sergeant Lambruno to give a speech. Now, I'm going to give Greg a break, but I will tell you he is very well-spoken. He had an outstanding interview with me. Greg graduated from the Cleveland Heights Police Academy in 2009. He was honored for academic achievement with a score of 96 on the State Peace Officer Certification Exam. Graduated in 2008 from Bowling Green with a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice, graduated from the Trilogy Series of the FBI Law Enforcement Leadership School, was sworn in here as a part-time officer in March of 2011 and full-time in 2012. He is a member of the Western Lake County Emergency Response Team, a.k.a. the SWAT team for Western Lake County, is married, and his wife, Caitlin, have an 18-month-old daughter, and they live in Madison. So, normally we would have liked to have sworn Sergeant Lambruno in here, but in order to get him paid for doing the job he was already doing, we swore him in here with his family a couple of weeks ago, and it was very nice. A lot of them came from very far in the county to be with him. So I still asked him to come tonight and meet our many fine residents who like to come to these meetings, and it's always nice that the rest of his department and Chief Collins were up here to support him. So, ladies and gentlemen, Willoughby Hills' newest police sergeant, Greg Lambruno. For those of you who are wondering about the name sounding familiar in law enforcement, yes, his father is the sheriff here in Lake County. Thanks, Greg. Thank you, everybody, for helping keep us safe. I know it's a messy night out there, so please be careful for me, okay?
Be safe. All right, the next order of business is the disposition of the journal.
Council President, I think there is needs to be a correction.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I think And this is in reference to Councilman Vice President Klein's committee report. I think it just needs to be clarified that the meetings will be the first Monday before, or the Monday before the first City Council meeting, and if necessary, the second meeting will be held the Monday before the second City Council meeting. So just to clarify.
Okay, we can make that amendment. So we get a motion then?
Otherwise, I make a motion to accept the minutes
as amended,
for the January 23rd, 2020 council meeting.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Taylor Draper and a second from Councilman Jarmuskavich to approve the minutes of the regular council meeting of January 23rd, 2020 as amended. I have the roll call, please.
Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskavich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
The minutes for the January 23rd regular council meeting have been approved. Next order of business is council correspondence and miscellaneous reports. You can see, for those of you that are here, you may see on here what the correspondence has been. And certainly if you have any questions with regard to any of these, you may certainly speak during the second public portion about those, unless they pertain to something on this evening's agenda. Or if you're viewing this, listening to this later, certainly feel free to reach out to whomever you feel like you have the question for to get an answer. The next order of business is the public portion number one, which is just for issues that are pertaining to the agenda for this evening's meeting. If you have anything you'd like to say, please approach the microphone and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes. I will open public portion at 7:09.
Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. There's an ordinance on here for a law director and assistant law director. And I would like you all to please consider making it 2 ordinances, 1 for a law director and 2 for assistant law director. The assistant law director is kind of new. We've had him in the past, but not on a retainer basis. And I think that the issue is that we're asking him to be a 20 to 25-hour retainer thing. I mean, that's a lot of money. All 3 proposals that were submitted for law director included Mr. Tom Lobey as an assistant law director. When I asked the mayor about it, he requested it for to be able to have the history from Tom Lobey. And that was why it's in there, as he was specifically requested Lobey. Well, when I thought about that, you know, if you're trying to, I understand some value to that, that he's was the law director for a lot of years, has some history, knows some knowledge of why things happened the way they did, at least from his perspective. But that is, anytime I've taken a job, and we've had those transition periods, they are transition periods of a few months to get the new law director up to speed, and it shouldn't take that long for a good law director to learn all the history and tap into everything that Mr. Lobey can bring like that. So I mean, having him tied to the whole contract on an annual basis for 20 to 25 hours seems excessive. It states that his concerned work is daily legal matters. And for $22.50 per month, but this one has scared me too, that he should provide legal support and service for extraordinary legal services subject to the approval by mayor as required. That does not sound like having somebody as a transition history. That sounds like having a personal lawyer for the mayor. Anytime he wants something on a daily basis, he'll be here to do it. And that's what I think a law director should be doing, is supporting council and the mayor on a daily basis as needed. That's why we have a law law director, and why we have, under Lucas's thing, somebody on his staff that's already kind of going to be appointed, two people, Stephanie Landgraf and Daniel Richards, as special additional support for him. So why, I don't understand, minus a short period of time having Lobey. I'm also concerned because he is polarizing. He was kicked out of the January 2017 council meeting for being disrespectful to council members. Not just Plechnik and Nancy, it was also Phoebig. Am I done?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. No worries. Let the record show that Councilwoman Fellows has attended at 7:13 p.m.
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. I know I had mentioned this at the last meeting also, but you have public portion now before all the committee reports, and it would be nice if you would have it after, so that when we hear the reports, we would, if we have questions, we could do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Vicki Miller, 2857 Hayes Drive. I'd like to also speak to the ordinance on the law director. It's my feeling it's time to get a new law director in here. I've looked at the proposals, and I find that the amount that we'd be paying to retain all those as far as law director and assistant law director falls. It's a pretty good deal compared to what we had seen in the past with the law directors. So I think this should, we really need to get law director assisting our new mayor and our council as quickly as possible. You know, I go against kind of what Jenna Bing was saying. Tom Lobey has the history. He has the integrity, in my view, to do this job well.
Thank you. Anyone else for public portion for number one? Okay. Then I will close public portion at 7:15 p.m. Glad you made it. All right. The next order of the business of our business tonight is the mayor's report. Mayor Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Council President. Just a few things for tonight. As has been mentioned, I have nominated Michael Lucas of the firm of Wiles and Richards to be our law director. Each of the council members received a vetting package. It is almost complete. They are waiting to verify his membership in a few trade organizations, the Lake County Bar Association, and some other things. With that, as is noted in the ordinance, Stephanie Landsgraf would be one assistant law director. She currently serves as the City of Willowick's law director, and if I didn't mention it, Mike serves as the City of Willoughby's law director, and also asked that Tom Lobey serve as an assistant law director to provide history and information on the history of the city as an attorney. I can tell you when clients give me the opportunity to access somebody who has history with matters, it is far more economical for me to be able to consult with somebody who understands the whys and wherefores, and I believe that will help the city, which is why I asked each of the folks who made a proposal to consult with Mr. Lobey and see how he could provide service. I believe it will serve our residents well. Second thing, we are in the early stages of putting together what I'm starting to call the Willoughby Hills Grant Team. It will involve representatives from the police department, the fire department, the road superintendent, a representative representative from the engineers, a representative from finance, a representative from council, and a representative from my office. Their goal will be to work together to optimize securing grants for the city. I would like to have more than the grants that we have right now, and this gives people a chance to collaborate in that. They will be asked to assemble a library of grants that we've received in the past so that we have access to those materials for future applications. And as they work out, as Pete's in different communities, or if it's Kevin, as the firefighter representative or the police department representative are working with other forces, if they hear for the of the opportunity of grants that could benefit us, they can then bring them back. We'll appoint folks to be the primary writer and a second reader for each grant and see what we can do to increase getting grants as a city. I've asked Finance Director Brickachek to include a small amount in this year's budget to afford these people the opportunity to go out and do grant training. If we're going to ask people to commit to a team, we should provide the tools and the training for them to be successful and give them a chance to build new skills in their careers. So I'm in the early stages. I've put together a charter. We're reviewing it in my office, and then we'll circulate it to the other folks to start getting it finalized, get some more input, and it will come to council at the same time for input. So if you could share that as soon as you can afterwards, we'll try to get that finalized and implemented. While we're on the topic of new policies, the mayor's office has put together a key policy. It came to my attention soon after I took office that we did not have a formal key policy outside of the police department and the fire department. So all employees are being asked to come log in their keys in the record book that will be kept in our office. That way we'll have track of who has them. The policy is pretty straightforward. If you've been issued a key for city purposes, do not duplicate it. Do not give it to somebody else. And when you are done with your time with the city, please return it so that we know who has keys to our facilities and we can keep our facilities and our people safe. Again, I would reiterate my request for council at one of its future meetings to start looking at the whisper materials. Councilman Hallam and I met a couple of weeks ago to get that on the agenda so that everyone can start giving input so that we can get that important program back up and running. I had the honor today to speak with the Willoughby Western Lake County Chamber of Commerce, their annual State of the Cities address. The mayors from Eastlake, Willowick, Willoughby, Kirtland, and Wycliffe were also there. It was a great event. Lots going on. If any of you have a chance to take a look, I don't know if the presentation's going to be online or if the chamber will put some of it out there. Some of the things they're looking to do in some of our neighboring communities are very exciting. Willoughby has a particularly great idea for the northern end of Todd Field to put an amphitheater in and maybe even some housing and a development there. Willowick is working to open up their lakefront area. And then Willoughby, Willowick, and Eastlake are all working together to brighten and beautify Vine Street. So very exciting things. For those of you who believe that we do live in one of the greatest parts of the country, I would affirm, in fact, from what I heard this morning, we do. We have a lot to be proud of. We have some great neighbors who are all working hard to make our area great, and hopefully we'll have a chance to work with them. Couple of other quick things. We are working with Republic Services to include yard waste in our plan for the year. We hope to have some pricing locked up and present at the council meeting, council of the whole meeting on the 24th, so that there'll be two or not only opportunity at that meeting, but three readings after that to get input on what we can secure for yard waste pickup. If anyone is interested in pickleball, please see me. We've had a couple of interesting ideas about how to provide a pickleball court to the community, and I'm trying to gauge the interest if we did find a way to provide a pickleball court. And it's growing, I know, up at the Y and in the new field house. It is very popular, so if it is equally popular, we can try to put something together, hopefully by the summer. Couple of special announcements. Years of Service Award this month. Police Officer Jim Ours completed 15 years of service to the city. He is our community relations officer and a great guy. If anybody sees him, please congratulate him and thank him for his years of dedicated service. Welcome to the Harvest Community Church on Maple Grove Road. They recently took over the former Maple Grove Alliance Church. We wish them many years of success here in our community. The census will be coming to your doors soon. Please report. Very important for all of us in Lake County and Ohio that we are fully counted here. A couple of sad notes. It was with deep regret that we received Councilman Fiebig's resignation. Dave spent many years working hard for the residents of this community. I'm sorry that he's gone to pursue other things, but I certainly wish him the best in everything that he does. I know many residents came to rely on him for his participation, and I certainly hope that he takes great satisfaction for doing a good job for the city for many years. Finally, as many of you were aware, our city was visited by an attempted distraction burglary. These are folks who will attempt to gain entry into a home under false pretenses. I would urge all of our residents, if you have any level of suspicion at all that somebody was knocking at your door, call Sergeant Liam Bruno and his team, call Chief Collins and his team. They will be happy to come and make sure that you are safe before anything can happen. They will get there quickly, and especially they're very motivated to help you. So please, all of the utilities will tell you, other than the water department, who might knock on your door to tell you that something will be shut down, they will not ask to enter your home. None of the rest of the utilities, anybody, will ever be coming to your home without an appointment. If somebody does, ask them to wait for one of your friends in blue to show up and help them with that issue. Finally, my sympathy to the family of Jeff Melvin on Canterbury Court. He passed away this week. And that is all I have. I'm open to questions, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any questions for the mayor this evening?
Councilman Hallam. I'm sorry, President Hallam.
Councilwoman Taylor. Councilwoman
Taylor. Mayor, you had mentioned that you're exploring waste management or refuse contracts. When does the current contract end?
Oh, we've got 2 or 3 more years.
Oh, okay.
Maybe even 5.
This year, can I
go ahead? Tell
you? Okay. So it actually expires April 1st this year. But so we can make any changes that we want to, but we are actually covered through the year 2025. It's a 10-year agreement.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for the mayor this evening? Okay, then the next order of business is the finance director's report.
Nothing new to report tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Berkacek. Next order of business is the city engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just wanted to follow up on a comment made at the last council meeting about the time frame for permits. So the city issues planning commission approvals, zoning approvals, but building permits are then issued by the county. So our planning commission approvals are valid for 1 year unless the planning commission issues an extension at their prerogative. Zoning certificates, which follow planning commission, are also valid for a year, and they can be renewed by the applicant for an additional year at an additional cost. But the building permits, as I said, are issued by Lake County, and those time frames are governed by the Ohio Building Code. And the way it reads is, as long as work is not suspended for 6 months, they're continuous. So as long as someone's making progress, they can keep working. If they do stop for 6 months, they're allowed to get 2 6-month extensions. So I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about this at Planning Commission. And also wanted to address, we've received a lot of questions about the construction occurring on Chardon Road near Pleasant Valley. I can assure you that applicant has followed all the procedures, all the rules. They did obtain all the permitting. We've met with them several times. We've had some issues with mud on the streets, but they've quickly addressed those. I've met with EPA on the site, so it's being monitored continuously. What they're doing is filling the area because it's a steep drop-off. There's two houses back there, and the driveway exiting the property is fairly dangerous. So the new owner is going to level it out so that it makes it safer when he exits the property. And I'm open to questions.
Thank you, Pete. Any questions for the engineer this evening? Mr. DeFranco, perhaps you could also talk about the reason that there's a weigh station there.
Okay. Yeah, so the owner of the property owns a construction company, and he has a contract with the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District, who's building those big tunnels underground. So they're transporting shale from those projects to this site, and in his contract, he gets paid for the shale that he removes from the sewer district project, but he has to weigh the trucks as part of that contract. But this is material. It's shale that's coming from underground. You know, it's very clean, clean material, and he has all the perimeter requirements on the site to make sure that that doesn't get into the Chagrin River.
Okay. Mr. DeFranco, also, my understanding is that part of that, too, was he is aware of the limits of our roads, the weights that can be on our roads, and that he's keeping track to make sure he doesn't overweigh.
No. There's no weight limit on Chardon Road or Somme Center.
Okay.
Both of those are state routes, so they're unlimited.
Okay. Thank you. I was wondering about that. Anybody else? Okay. Real quick, because I neglected to ask if anyone had any questions for the finance director tonight, and I want to give everybody an opportunity if they do have a question. So anyone have a question for Mr. Berkacek this evening?
Mr. President.
Mr.
Berkacek. When will the budget be proposed or presented? Is it being worked on yet? Or
I'm working on it right now. Hopefully it'll be out next week.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jarmuskavich. Any other questions? Okay. And we will move on to committee reports. Anyone have any committee reports this evening?
Mr. President?
Yes, Council Vice President Klein.
Monday night we had a finance committee meeting. There were two topics that were discussed. One related to the CONDOC agreement. And we are still waiting on CONDOC to present a proposal. And during the course of the meeting, there were some comments and questions raised regarding the original CONDOC agreement. I indicated that I would check to get the exact information related to it. The original CONDOC agreement relating to copying and printing became effective in April of 2013. It was a 63-month contract, which meant that it expired in July of 2018. There's provision in it that if the city didn't notify the company within 90 days, then that the contract would roll over for an additional 12 months. So that first rollover went to July of 2019, which is when council started to review the contract. Nothing was done, so it rolled over again. So this year, it'll come up again in July. And hopefully, by then, we'll have enough information to decide what's the best course of action to take on that. The other item that the committee discussed related to one of the ordinances that's on the agenda related to the assistant finance director, and Mr. Berkacek explained to the committee how he calculated the pay range for the position. There were also some other questions related to pay ranges in general, but he did provide the information to the committee for the pay for the position. And that's the extent of the Finance Committee's meeting.
Thank you, Council Vice President Klein. Any questions for Councilman Klein this evening?
Mr. President.
Mr. Mayor.
And is July the beginning of that three-month renewal window or the end?
End.
Okay, so we need to make sure that we take action. If we were to want to replace the vendor, we need to take action
by June.
By beginning of April?
Well, theoretically, yes, but the meeting we had with ComDoc, the impression, at least that I came away with, if the city wants to enter into a new contract, they're not going to keep that date. They'd be willing to do a new contract when the city agreed to it. So if the city's ready to move forward on a new contract, theoretically, in May, then or June, then that would be the start of it.
But if we were to want to explore other alternatives, we'd have to let them know in April if we weren't going to renew.
Right.
Any other questions this evening?
President.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper, go ahead.
Councilman Klein, did you discover any reasons why this was tabled? Why have we just been running this for, it looks like, 2 years now?
Well, the short answer is no. There was, it was referred to Finance Committee previously, but I couldn't find any information as to that the Finance Committee actually had discussed it.
Okay. All right. We are going to end that discussion then. I'm going to report on the Council Committee of the Whole I held on February 10th at 6 p.m. Myself, Councilman John Miscavige, Vice President Klein, Councilwoman Micah, and Councilwoman Taylor Draper were present, as well as the mayor. If I missed anybody, let me. I apologize. I think that's everybody. We did talk about a couple of issues. Well, not issues really, but just made clear that the council policy number 2 that was changed at the first regular council meeting to allow shortening of the minutes where possible. There was some indication that may have been adopted improperly. It was not. It was properly done. It's not an ordinance, so it did not require a waiver of a three reading rule or a three reading rule at all. However, we did have a procedural issue on the vote to waive the three readings on Ordinance 2020-09, which was the adoption of council committees, and we only had 4 votes. We needed 5. None of the council caught that until after the fact. Councilman Fiebig made a point of it, and so that will be on second reading tonight, so we're going to move forward with that properly. Then there's also, there was an update on the council clerk applicants. We did get applications for the council clerk. There were 3 that seemed to have good credentialing, and we're interviewing them. Hope to have that done within the next several days here, I hope. And then hopefully we can make an offer to someone. We discussed Ordinance 2020-06, which is the ordinance fixing the salary and compensation of the Assistant Finance Director. Finance Director Berkachek did review the. He had put together some comparison pay ranges for similar positions in similar cities in the area, and showed that they were anywhere from $37,000 and went up as high as $76,000. And his recommendation is kind of in the middle, as you'll see in the ordinance. We also confirmed with the mayor that this ordinance would not allow him to give raises without council approval. It only allowed him in the hiring process. He could increase the offer to within 10% of whatever the minimum of the band band was for that particular position. And Ordinance 2020-09, as amended, is the one on the council committees, which I spoke about earlier. Just one of the things we did talk about there, that if we do not waive the three reading rule this evening, then we will have to appoint people to the open committees. And I also made a point that to make people aware that unless people's votes change from the first regular council meeting, that most likely those council chair positions would be vacated at the within a few couple one you know a few weeks basically at the next council meeting, unless someone's vote changed from the initial vote. Ordinance 2020-10, we're awaiting the vetting package, which the mayor spoke about tonight. We have almost everything. We're waiting on four different credentialing pieces that we hopefully will have before by early next week, I hope. And obviously the mayor is hoping that we would get this passed as soon as possible, because we do have pending legal issues. He gave some examples of we have all of our union contracts are being negotiated right now. We have a cell tower dispute for the cell tower that's next door at Ramish, and we're working on an employee handbook. And then we also have the issue that was put in front of us, or what was provided to us by the outgoing Mayor Wager with regard to the appointment of Councilwoman Mica. So he's asking us to try and expedite that as best we can. Ordinance 2020-11 was the ordinance for the rehabilitation program, so the repaving, resurfacing of Beach Hills, Evergreen, Greylock, and the mayor indicated that we would be fine going three readings on that. And there was Resolution 2020-03, which is the participation in the 2020 NOPEC Community Event Sponsorship Program, which is a $1,500 grant. We had a public portion. There was a question about the process for the open council position, and I explained that we would be interviewing every applicant for the council position. And then there was another question about while we were having Mrs. Majeski act as council pro tem, whether she was getting paid overtime or extra time for that, and the mayor indicated that she has agreed just to take comp time. So that's how that is being handled. And we adjourned at 6:54 p.m. And I stand open to questions on the Council of the Whole.
Mr. President.
Councilman Jarmuskavich.
Have we had any more applications for the Council Clerk position?
Council Clerk position? Yes, we have three people that we're interviewing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we interviewed one. I have another one that we're interviewing tomorrow, and waiting to hear back from the third on interview time as well.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Did you go into an executive session to discuss the appointment of the law director?
Thank you. Yes, we did. We started the meeting off. I see. Oh, there it is. Yes, we started the meeting off going into an executive session, and we did meet with Mike Lucas from Wiles & Richards to talk to them about the position of the law director.
So I had communicated with Council President that if you read the administrative code, you're not permitted to go into an executive session out of a committee meeting, whether it's committee meeting of the whole or whether it's another committee meeting. Executive sessions are permitted at regular council meetings or special council meetings. So I hope the president will follow that administrative code moving forward.
Thank you, Councilwoman Fellows. I did do some investigation after the fact, and I was told exactly the opposite, that we could do it at any meeting. So we'll have to do a little more investigation, maybe when we get the law director to rule in on that when we get him, because it seems to be some confusion. Thank you. Okay, moving on then to the rules and legislation meeting that we had following that. Actually, after it followed the Finance Committee meeting, it was opened at 7:35. People were present, and we basically went through all of the ordinances and resolutions. There were no issues with any of the fit form or clarity of any of the ordinances that are on for this evening or resolution for this evening's meetings. And there was a question about whether rules and legislation was supposed to be talking more in depth about the legislation. And I did inform the resident that when I read the ordinance, which covers our committees, rules and legislation is specifically supposed to be for fit form language, and there's nothing else covered under that. So that is what I'm using that committee for. Trying to follow the ordinance. Any questions with regard to any? I'm open to questions on the rules and legislation. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on then. Okay. The next order of business is our boards and commissions. Do we have any reports for any of our boards or commissions?
Mr. President.
Councilman Jarmuskavich.
The recreation report, we're still taking names for volunteers for all the upcoming recreation events. We had a good reply so far. We welcome anyone and everyone who's willing to want to participate. We'll find somewhere to help you in, help put you in a position to help us out. It's a great way to meet people, get out, and see who's in your community. The pancake breakfasts are coming up on March 8th. The Lions Club breakfast is March 15th. We have tickets for pre-sale. All the council people and a lot of city people have tickets. We're trying to push as many pre-sale tickets as possible. They're a dollar cheaper. We want to make this as big an event as possible. When you see the recreation, Willoughby Hills recreation page, Sandy Grubus on the Recreation Commission has done a fantastic job of promoting recreation events in our city. If you see it, like, comment, share, spread it around. It's growing every day. That's the way we can get our recreation events out to the public, and hopefully everyone will be informed as to what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Councilman Jarmuskavich. Any questions for Councilman Jarmuskavich this evening? Okay. Any other committee reports this evening?
Yes, Council President.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes, we had a planning and zoning meeting on February 6th. And during the architectural board of review portion of the meeting, we approved one garage, two new home constructions, and two business signs. During the planning portion of the meeting, we conducted the hearing for the PNC freestanding ATM. That's at 27297 Chardon Road. It's going to be in the same area as the Chase Bank, the little plaza there. At that time, all safety concerns were addressed, and I think they're due to start construction very soon. The actual bank itself should be closing, I'm told, next week, the 18th. So we're for the customers of PNC, I'm sure that cannot come soon enough. There was a public portion during that session, and a resident did express concerns about the safety of the space. And we were assured that it was plenty of lighting, and that the aesthetics would also be accommodating and in line with the city's standards. And the meeting ended. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Taylor Draper. Any questions? Okay. Then we will move on to the next order of business, which is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business this evening?
Mr. President.
Councilman Jarmuskavich.
I would like for us to, there was an ordinance tabled, number 2019-40 on 5-23-19 in regards to the Grange usage. I think we should, in a committee of whole, review this and go over and try to get that straightened out, how we're going to use it, if we're going to use it, and when we're going to use it. Also, there was another detail about the, Mr. Fiebig brought up about the 941-05 in regards to keys for the Campbell Park. They are not at the police station, as it says in our ordinance, whatever that is, the codified ordinances, so we need to possibly look at striking that from that record. We can discuss that in that meeting also.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other unfinished business this evening? Okay. Then we will move on to legislation. First, ordinance is 2020-06. Clerk, please read the caption.
An ordinance fixing the salary and compensation for the position of full-time assistant finance director, repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
And we're going to leave that on second reading. Next ordinance is number 2020-09 as amended. Clerk, please read the caption.
An ordinance amending Part 1, Administrative Code, Title 3, Legislative, Chapter 121, Council, Section 121.01, Subsection C of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, amending committees of council, repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
What are the wishes of council?
Council President.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I make a motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 202009 as amended.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Taylor Draper and a second from Councilman Jarmuskavage to waive the three reading rule on 2020-09. Is there any discussion on the waiving of the rule?
Council President.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Truly, I think this is an exercise in futility. I think the majority of the council here would like to pass this ordinance. I think that I got on council. I know that it was made mention of what we ran on. Well, what I ran on is to work as a group with people on this council. And I have no desires to be the head of anything or the chairman of anything. I think as a group, we should be involved in all conversations and discussions about everything going on in the city. And I personally would wish to work with each and every one of you to do that. And I don't think that there needs to be a certain chairman of anything. So I have no desires for that.
Thank you. Any other?
President Hill.
On the waiving of the rule? Mm-hmm. Councilwoman Micah, sorry.
Just to reiterate what Councilman Taylor Draper said, it's to me, I've raised concerns before about this ordinance and the changing of our standing committees that we have had for the past 14 years. It's not anything about wanting to be a chair, but since you brought it up, since everybody did run on working together and moving forward in positivity, I find it curious that the amount of the committees was reduced greatly and that the remaining committees that exist on paper in this ordinance excluded three council members totally. That was myself, Nancy Fellows, and former Councilman Dave Fiebig. So therefore, I don't understand how we're moving forward to working together when you are excluding three council members and one former council member from the participation in committees and shrinking the committees down so that there's really no room to spread out the other members onto other committees. I'm just concerned that we are not going to cover the depth and scope of all the items that we have been covering for 14 years by losing the majority of standing committees, which are in our charter.
They're actually in an ordinance, not in the charter. But thank you, Councilwoman Micah. And I'll just point out that the Council Committee of the Whole is all of us. So we all are part of that committee. And the other two committees, Finance and Rules, we actually did invite Councilman Fiebig. I know was invited by myself. I invited him to be a part of that committee, and he turned it down. I don't know what Councilman Klein, did you invite anybody else that's a senior member of the council?
I asked David Fiebig to serve on Finance, and he turned it down.
Okay. All right. So be that as it may, I think the intent is that we're all going to be working together, and from our past conversations, these committees have not been held on a regular basis. In fact, in some cases, they weren't held for an entire year. So I don't know that the argument holds up that going in depth is going to happen more with these smaller committees. I haven't seen that in my 6 years. I haven't seen much of that, if any. All right. So please call the roll, Clerk.
This is to waive.
This is to waive.
Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
No.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
Councilwoman Fellows.
No.
The motion to waive the three reading rule has failed. We will have to appoint council chairs of the other committees. So we will do that under new business. The next order of business is ordinance 2020-10. Clerk, please read the roll. Read the caption.
An ordinance confirming the appointment of Michael C. Lucas as Director of Law and appointment of Assistant Law Directors, defining the duties and the responsibilities of the positions, and fixing the salary and compensation for said positions, repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
This will remain on first reading. The next order of business is ordinance number 2020-11. Clerk, please read the caption.
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of engineering fees associated with the 2020 Street Rehabilitation Program, specifically for resurfacing Beach Hills Drive, Evergreen Drive, Greylock Drive, and asphalt rejuvenation for streets resurfaced in 2017 and 2018, and declaring an emergency.
What are the wishes of council? Okay. We will leave this on first reading, as the mayor did say it was fine to go through three readings on this. The next order of business is resolution 2020-03. Clerk, please read the caption.
A resolution supporting the city's participation in the NOPEC 2020 Community Event Sponsorship Program and award acceptance and declaring an emergency.
What are the wishes of council?
Council President.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I make a motion to waive the three reading rule on resolution 2020-03.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Taylor Draper and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on resolution 2020-03. Is there any discussion on the waiving of the rule? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived for resolution 2020-03.
President Hallam.
Councilwoman Micah.
A motion to adopt a resolution. I don't have
2020-03.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Councilwoman Fellows to adopt resolution 2020-03. Do we have any discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Yes.
Resolution 2020-03 has been adopted. Mayor Gardner, yes.
Just before we leave the legislation, I would encourage all residents having input on the road program to please do so. I asked the engineer, I think a little bit to his frustration, but to design this for three readings. It is a big year for roads for us, as I've discussed before. We will be having a road levy. Our road levy needs to be renewed this year to continue next year. So anybody with input on the road program, I would urge to come forward at either the next two readings of that ordinance. We would love the input.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Okay. So moving on to new business.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
In terms of committees?
Yes.
I would be happy to chair Safety and Service, as they were combined the last time, and I would nominate Councilwoman Micah to do Utilities if this council so wishes.
Okay. Well, I guess you'll accept the nomination for your nominating yourself. I don't have any...
I'm willing to help.
Okay. And would you accept the nomination for Utilities?
Yes, I would.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to take two separate votes, though. So, or no, we don't. No, we don't have to take a vote, do we? I remember. No, because you accepted. Oh, we'll do it anyway. We'll do the vote anyway. Okay. This is to have Councilwoman Fellows as the chair of the Safety and Service Committees. Clerk, please call the roll.
Wait a second. She made the motion. Nobody seconded it.
Well, you don't have to
Okay.
Yeah. She volunteered to. It's just a nomination. Yeah.
All right. Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
Councilwoman Fellows.
And since I nominated myself, I'll say yes.
Okay, so Councilwoman Fellows is the chair for the Safety and Services Committees of Council. And for Utilities, please call the roll for Janet Micah to be the chair of Utilities.
Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Yes.
Congratulations. You are the chair of the Utilities Committee.
And, Mr. President, I want to speak for Councilwoman Micah, but we will reach out to our other council members to see if they would like to serve on those committees with us.
Thank you. Okay, I think personnel is the only other one that we don't have one for, right? Finance, rules, those three. Yeah, I think it's just personnel.
Mr. President?
So do I have an, yes, Councilman Jarmuskovich.
I volunteer to take over to personnel.
Okay. Anyone else interested? Want to make any other nominations? Oh, that's what I forgot to do. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Nominations are closed. And
take the roll.
Okay. Well, yes, take the roll. I don't think we need to now that I recall. My memory wasn't in mind there, but go ahead. We'll go ahead and do that since we've
been
doing
it. Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
And Councilwoman Fellows.
Yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Councilman Jarmuskovich. You are the chair of the Personnel Relations Committee. Yep. 5, 6. I feel like there's one more. There's one more we're missing. Because that would be 6, right? Personnel, safety, service, utilities. That's right. But that's still, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Recreation, that's all we're missing. But he's only on the commission. He's not, we don't have it. We didn't name a chair of the commission. So we still have an opening for the Recreation Committee of Council. We did name Mr. Councilman Jarmuskovich as the
council rep
for the commission, but we did not actually create that committee. So,
Mr. President, I would nominate Councilman Joe Jarmuskovich as the chairman of the Recreation Committee of Council.
Councilman Jarmuskovich, do you accept your nomination?
Yes.
Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Clerk, please call the roll.
Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich is the chair of the Recreation Committee of Council.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
I see there is to be a motion to declare that August 8, 2020, Rock and Roll Day in Willoughby Hills is a public purpose.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Fellows and a second from Councilwoman Taylor Draper to declare August 8, 2020, Rock and Roll Day in Willoughby Hills as a public purpose. Is there any discussion on the matter? Seeing none, clerk, please take the roll.
Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Yes.
Motion carries. The Rock and Roll Day on the August 8th will be a public purpose. Next order of business is the public portion number two, and this is any comments that you have in general that you'd like to make or any questions, concerns that you'd like to bring forward at this time. Please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes, please. I'll open up public portion at 8:01 p.m.
I'd like to commend the mayor for including in the law director's ordinance Tom Loby as an assistant law director. As the chair of the Board of Building and Zoning Appeals, I've worked with Frank Sahula, chair of the Board of Building and Zoning Appeals. I've worked with Tom for many years, and he has been a very valuable asset. He will be a valuable asset to the city of Willoughby Hills. And again, thank you for that.
Thank you, Frank. Anyone else?
Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I am really tired of the fact that we are not following our charter and our municipal codes. Let me just enumerate. Okay, so the charter says that council shall, which means you have to, fill the council clerk position in 30 days. If not, the mayor shall appoint immediately. We don't have a council clerk. Mr. Hallam changed the order of business before he passed an ordinance, and if I recall, he said, well, because I can. No, there are rules. We didn't, until tonight, you didn't elect the standing committee things, even though you didn't have an ordinance changing that. You had a rule. You could make the, you just have to appoint, and then you change it to whatever you want. But you got to follow the rules. You guys missed the fact that, you know, how many votes does it take to have a three-reading rule? You know, you got to read and understand the code and the charter. It's there available for everyone. You went into executive session at a meeting, and, you know, you can say, well, because I checked and I think I can. It says you can hold an executive session only after majority of the municipal body determines by roll call vote to hold a session and only at a regular or special meeting, not at committee meetings. So I don't know, and that's the open meeting code. And that's the way it's been done for years here. When they were having to do interviews, they called a special meeting so that they could go to executive session. There's rules for this. The same thing that you can't just change what is the purpose of rules and legislation. And you can say, well, no, I've checked, it's all fine and everything, but it very clearly says it's for the screening and coordination of legislation, and it's so that you can pass it on to standing committees or to the council. This is where it's been done. And your comment, Chris, to me was, well, but that's what's been done. The last council was doing it wrong. Well, I'll tell you, the last council for years back did this. And the reason we did it is that's what the rule is. In the working committee, sure, you can work on anything you want, but if there's a conflict between the jurisdiction between them, the standing committee rules and legislation rules. So the fact that that's what's been done is what needs to stay done. And the reason we have this is to maintain order so that people know, oh, if I want to bring something forward, I need to be at this meeting or I need to be at this meeting. Not just, well, I think I can, and so I checked, I can. You know, no. There's rules, there's history. That history implies that those were rules that were credible. You new people, please read the charter, learn it yourself, and follow it.
Because thank you, Mrs. Bing.
I don't think you're getting good instruction from the
Thank you. Anybody else for public portion this evening? Okay, the public portion is closed at 8:05 p.m.
Mr. President.
8:05 p.m. Councilman Jarmuskavich.
I would like to just say that being new on council is a big endeavor. We are in need of a law director to ask advice of. It's been put off for 6 months or whatever. Mayor Gardner's done a search. She's finding a law director. As soon as we have a law director in place, we'll have someone to guide us what is the proper way of doing the things. Right now, I'm not sure some of the stuff. I'm trying to read as much of the charter as I can. There's a lot there. We're picking out little things as we're going along, and hopefully in the next few months we'll be smoothing it out and progressing forward with it all.
Thank you, Councilman Jarmuskavich. I would also like to point out that the prior council leadership did leave us without a law director. There was one put up to carry us through, and that was tabled and not even voted on. And then, sadly, our council clerk did not provide us with the professionalism of giving us some notice, a 30-day, two-week notice of any kind, and so we basically had no time at all to prepare, and it does take some time to get the notifications out, give people an opportunity to get their applications in, interview them, find times to do that. So I thank Mayor Gardner for being patient while we do this, because he quite frankly knows that he would have to go through the same process in order to find someone. He doesn't just have someone waiting in the wings to throw in there to the spot, and knows it's an important position to do. So thank you, Mayor Gardner, for your patience on this, and of course, once we get a law director, we'll be able to make sure that we have somebody to counsel us on these minor procedural issues that we've had. So that's all I have to say on that. Anything for the good of the order or for the good of the community this evening?
Mr. President.
Councilman Jarmuskavich.
For the good of the community, the service director, Mr. Grubas, has mentioned that the temperature is dropping tonight below 18 degrees, and if any residents are out, they should stay in tonight, because salt does not work when it gets under the 20 or 20 degree mark. It's not going to be too safe out there. You're safer to stay at home tonight if you can.
Thank you, Mr. Councilman Jarmuskavich. Any other for the good of the community, for the good of the order?
Council President.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I would like to let the community know that one of our campaign promises was that we were going to have district meetings. And just to let you know, those are in the works. We're planning those now. Look forward to the dates and information, but they should start in April. So we look forward to the group of us meeting with each district, learning and finding out what needs and issues that each has, and moving forward on that. So just keep an eye out for it.
Thank you, Councilwoman Taylor Draper. Anything else?
Mr. President.
Councilman Klein.
Over this past weekend, a neighbor of mine told me that one of the new businesses in Willoughby Hills is about to open, and that's the Milestone Athletic Club at the Shops of Willoughby. Well, it's I stopped up there to get some information. They are not officially open. They're just they are open, but they're not really open, if that makes
soft
sense.
Soft open?
Yeah. No, they're going to have a soft opening later this month, okay. And then they're going to have a grand opening in March. But they are you can join now. As a matter of fact, if you join now, you just about get the whole club to yourself. So really, they would like to have new members come in as soon as possible, and you can go in there and use the facilities on a sample trial basis.
Thank you, Councilman Klein. Appreciate it.
President Hale.
Councilwoman Micah.
I found out today from some employees at Mark's that they are slated to move into the Giant Eagle store in October. So I was really happy to hear that, and they are very, very excited, and they have big plans.
That's a much nicer building, I think,
yeah,
for them. So I'd like to hear that from a Mr. Shield or something, just to be, because I've heard those rumors,
right,
too.
Right, no, but this was employees.
sounds promising.
Yeah.
That would be nice. It's been a rumor for a while.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
So this is for the good of the order. For lack of a better term, I started going to what I call a legislative update by then Congressman Steve LaTourette in Washington, D.C., and he would invite all elected officials that was in his district. And this tradition has continued over the years, and Congressman Joyce has even expounded on it, and other congressmen and women are part of this event in D.C. I believe Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur comes from the Toledo area, Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, Congressman Joyce. I know I'm missing somebody. I believe it's June. Senator Portman also, and I believe it's the second or third, I'll get the dates, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on it. In the past, all of City Council has attended this in D.C. It is an amazing opportunity for us to get together as a council and the mayor. Our neighboring mayors attend as well. Generally, you come into D.C. on a Thursday, and there's a reception Thursday night. Everybody gets together and gets to meet and greet everybody, and there's a lot of energy and positive energy that goes around. And then on Friday, there's a continental breakfast, and then the congressmen and women have speakers that are relative to what's happening mostly in Northeast Ohio. So it's sort of our backyard. Occasionally they'll have some other individuals come and speak too. I always find it an honor to be able to meet legislators when we're in D.C. And then for myself and Dale, we usually then just stay the weekend and we'll go do something in D.C. or Mount Vernon and tag on to it. So I will make sure you all have the date, and as elected officials, you would all be welcome to this. And I think it would be just an awesome, awesome opportunity and event for all of you to attend, especially as new council members.
And I understand there's a house not too far away that maybe we could stay out.
No, it's actually, it would probably take almost 3 hours to get to, because anything south of D.C. is gridlocked for hours. So.
Thank you.
You go, June 11th, 12th.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Fellows.
You should think about going. It's a fun thing to do.
All right. Thank you. All right, then the next is adjournment. Anybody want to make a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Councilman Jarmuskavage to adjourn for this evening. Council Clerk, please take the roll, please.
Council President Hallam.
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskavage.
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein.
Yes.
Councilwoman Micah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
Yes.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Yes.
We are adjourned for this evening. Everyone be safe out there and check on your neighbors.
What time?
Thank you. Drive home safe. At 9:13 p.m. Thank you.
13. Thanks for coming in early.